Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike, your host, with today's Rund Funk edition of Right Between Your Ears. The telegraph carried our writing. The telephone carried our voices. The television carried our images. But the telefunken, the radio that is, carried our words and music, leaving us free to make our own images. And tonight we're going to do something very special, and we're going to study into a form of music called the ghazal. And that's spelled G-H-A-Z-A-L, if you want to look it up. Now I'll tell you about a ghazal, what it is. A ghazal is a form of amatory poem or ode originating in Arabic poetry. A ghazal may be understood as a poetic expression of both pain, of loss or separation, and the beauty of love in spite of that pain. The ghazal form is ancient, tracing its origins to pre-Islamic poetry. The ghazal spread into Southeast Asia in the 12th century due to the influence of Sufi mystics and the courts of the new Islamic Sultanate. Although the ghazal is most prominently a form of poetry of many languages of the Indian subcontinent and Turkey. A ghazal commonly consists of between 5 and 15 couplets, which are independent but are linked abstractly in their theme and more strictly in their poetic form. The structural requirements of the ghazal are similar in stringency to those of the Petrarchan sonnet. In style and content, due to its highly elusive nature, the ghazal has proved capable of an extraordinary variety of expression around its central themes of love and separation. The word ghazal originates from the Arabic word ghazal. The root syllables g, z, and o have three possible meanings in Arabic. One of them is to sweet talk, to flirt, to display amorous gestures. Another meaning is a young, graceful doe. And this is the root of the English word gazelle. And the third meaning is to spin, as in spinning thread or yarn. The poetic form derives its name from the first and second etymological roots. One particular translation posits a meaning of ghazal as the wail of a wounded deer, which provides much context into the theme of unrequited love common to many ghazals. The ghazal originated in Arabia in the 7th century, evolving from the qasida, a much older pre-Islamic Arabic poetic form. The ghazal came into its own as a poetic genre during the Umayyad era, which was between 661 and 750 AD, and continued to flower and develop in the early Abbasid era. With the spread of Islam, the Arabian ghazal spread both westwards into Africa and Spain, as well as eastwards into Persia. The popularity of ghazals in a particular region was usually preceded by the spread of the Arabic language in that country. In medieval Spain, ghazals written in Hebrew as well as Arabic have been found as far back as the 11th century. It is possible that ghazals were also written in the Mozarabic language. Ghazals in the Arabic form have also been written in a number of major West African literary languages like Hausa and Fufulde. However, the most significant changes to the ghazal occurred in its introduction into Iran in the 10th century. The Persian ghazal evolved into its own distinctive form between the 12th and 13th centuries. Many of those innovations created what we now recognize as the archetypical ghazal form. The first change was the adoption of the takhallus, the practice of mentioning the poet's pen name in the final couplet, which is called the maqta. The adoption of the takhallus became a gradually accepted part of the ghazal form, and by the time of Saadi Shirazi, 1210 to 1291 AD, the most important ghazal poet of this period, it had become de rigueur. The second marked change from Arabian ghazal form in the Persian ghazals was a movement towards far greater autonomy between the couplets. The ghazal later spread throughout the Middle East and South Asia. It was famous all around the Indian subcontinent in the 18th and 19th centuries. Unconditional love can usually be interpreted for a higher being or for a mortal beloved. Love is always viewed as something that will complete a human being, and if attained, will lift him or her into the ranks of the wise, or will bring satisfaction to the soul of the poet. Traditional ghazal law may or may not have an explicit element of sexual desire in it, and the love may be spiritual. The love may be directed to either a man or a woman. The ghazal is always written from the point of view of the unrequited lover whose beloved is portrayed as unattainable. Most often, either the beloved has not returned the poet's love or returns it without sincerity, or else the societal circumstances do not allow it. The lover is aware and resigned to this fate, but continues loving nonetheless. The lyrical impetus of the poem derives from this tension. After nearly a century of false starts, the early experiments of James Clarence Mangan, James Elroy Flecker, Adrian Rich, Phyllis Webb, and others, many of whom did not adhere wholly or in part to the traditional principles of the form, experiments dubbed as the bastard ghazal, the ghazal finally began to be recognized as a viable closed form in poetry of the English language sometime in the mid-1990s. That's a little bit about ghazals, which is what we're going to be listening to. And now, one of the people that's going to be singing these ghazals, I want to give you a little biography about, because she's a very interesting person, and she happens to be a Canadian. And the person I'm talking about is Kiran Ahluwalia. Kiran Ahluwalia is a modern exponent of the great vocal traditions of India and Pakistan, which she honors intensely yet departs from in masterful personal ways. Her original compositions embody the essence of Indian music while embracing influences from Mali and Western blues, rock, rhythm and blues, and nuances of jazz. With her five-piece group of electric guitar, accordion, organ, tabla, and drum kit, Ahluwalia creates boundary-breaking songs that invite us to explore the human condition, transcending the self by losing ourselves in a trance of groove and melody. Born in India, raised in Canada, and currently living in New York City, Ahluwalia has long been on the path to master the art of singing and composing. Quote, "When I was growing up in India," she recalls, "there were concerts that people from all over the world would crowd into. These concerts featured a repertoire language and a content that was both demanding and beyond the experience of a child. I was, however, entranced by the sound and the feel of the music even from an early age. My father would play tapes of Indian music for me, and we would also listen to Bollywood on the radio," Kiran recalls. "So when a song came on that I wanted to learn, my mother would quickly write down the lyrics for me, and I would sing along and learn the melody." End quote. From the time she was 7, Kiran immersed herself in Indian music. When the family immigrated to Canada, she continued her musical training alongside her regular school. After graduating from the University of Toronto, she returned to India, where she spent years of intense, deep study in music. Back in Canada in the late 1990s, she followed more mundane pursuits. She got an MBA in finance and started working as a trader. And there it might have ended if Kiran had not had recurring visions of being on her deathbed and not having lived out her passion. So she left the world of business and threw herself totally into a life devoted to the making of the music she loved. Her discography, now 7 albums deep, is one of global music's most interesting adventures and has featured collaborations with legendary Malian group Tinariwen, Celtic fiddler Natalie McMaster, and Fado masters from Portugal. Kieran's own band is directed by Rez Abbasi, whose accolades include being in the top 10 guitarists on Downbeat's Critics Poll. Her last six albums have garnered her 2 Juno Awards, 2 Canadian Folk Awards, the UK's Songlines Award, and peak rankings on the European World Music Charts. Her new album, 7 Billion, released in May of 2018, is a melding of blues, rhythm and blues, rock, jazz with Indian vocals. In Kieran's words, quote, "When you take different styles and merge them together, and you don't want a simple cut and paste, then you're really developing a new hybrid genre. There are blueprints to help you. For me, it's important to blur the musical boundaries between my Indian background, influences from Western sounds, and things I love from West Africa, namely Mali. It's incredibly invigorating when I feel a connection in expressions from different cultures and then figure out ways to connect them seamlessly in my music. These moments of discovery are nothing short of sublime. It's really the essence of everything for me." End quote. Writing both words and music, Kieran's songs speak of fighting civil wars within ourselves, realizing female desire by throwing away shame, untying knots that bind us to stale embraces, seducing a shy lover, of not having learned how to live, and about rage against the middleman and institutionalization of religion. The new album also features her composition of a 1990s Pakistani Urdu feminist poem, We Sinful Women. Saat, which means seven, the title song of 7 Billion, explores aspects of cultural intolerance, the loss of brotherhood in mankind. Says Kieran, quote, "It's a theme close to my personal experience. My story is that of an immigrant born in India and raised in Canada. As an immigrant child, the hardships we faced were touted as temporary. The effects were permanent. On the one hand, I developed a wonderful double culture, 2 sets of wardrobe and multiple languages to think in. On the other hand, I developed conflicting etiquettes and ways of doing things that were neither fully Indian nor fully Canadian. The earth now holds 7 billion people. For me, this means there are 7 billion unique ways of interpreting things. Yet, wherever we live, the majority's way of doing things becomes the norm, and whatever is different and foreign can easily be mistrusted. The consequence in a large immigrant-based population such as ours is a cultural intolerance and difficulty in embracing newness." End quote. Her ease of manner on stage makes her a unique and inspiring performer whose legion of fans continue to grow with every captivating performance. Kieran has toured regularly in North America, Europe, and has performed at desert festivals in Mali, Morocco, and India. Her music has garnered glowing praise from critics around the world. Quote, "Ahluwalia is busy honing a transnational sound as fresh as tomorrow," end quote, Seattle Times. And, quote, "Hers is a voice destined to enchant more than one generation," end quote, F. Roots, UK. Her compositions and arrangements are a reflection of an ongoing quest to create timeless music in a modern and global context that looks to the future while still maintaining a vital line to its storied past. Well, that's all about Kieran Ahluwalia, which you're going to hear various times throughout tonight's show, and I will announce the songs after they're played, as usual, and I'll tell you which ones were Kieran. Let us begin.
I अपने होठों को बढ़ाती थी और कहती थी मुझे तुम जैसे साथी की जरूर
Your host on this Canada Day Long Weekend Monday Run Funk edition of Right Between Your Ears, and this is part two of the Guzzle Special, which began last Monday. And we're showcasing, in my opinion, some of the best today's and slightly yesterday's Guzzle singers. And at the top of the show, I gave a little talk about what the heck is a Guzzle, and I showcased one of the Canadian singers that you're going to hear tonight that is one of the world's best expert guzzle writers, performers, and singers, and that's Kieran Alawalia. So the first tune you heard in this first set was Kieran Alawalia. Again, she's a Canadian. She's of Indian descent, but she's a Canadian, and she's won every award there is, and she did a song called Avara, which means fickle. And she was followed up by, I guess you'd call her the grand old lady now of the guzzle, and the most beloved singing star that ever came out of India. I can't quote you the numbers, but I checked 30 years ago, and she had sold more records than the Beatles, more records than Elvis. I mean, she's a national treasure of India, and her name is Lata Mangeshkar. And pretty much three-quarters of the world knows her name, just like you know the name Paul McCartney. And as was pointed out in the talk at the top of the show, the song form of guzzle has made full circle now, and it's been about 20, 25 years now. It's being written, the song form and poetic form is being written into English lyrics, so it's kind of made its way around the world. Took a couple of thousand years to do it, but so Lata's song was called Sili Hawa Chugai. Sili Hawa Chugai, pardon my pronunciation, and it means something along the lines of the air was touched. And we're going to, without any further delay, we're going to go on into the next section, and I'll tell you afterwards what you've been listening to. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human.
Bobcat logic.
Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon.
कि Thank you.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, on today's Run Funk edition of Right Between Your Ears with part two of the Guzzle Special. And just before we get on to the weather report, I'll tell you what these last two pieces were that you listened to just now. First one up was Canadian woman named Kieran Olawalia, who got an introduction in the first set there, and her song called Koi Tanhai. I'm just checking here if I have a translation on that, and I don't. Some of them I was able to translate the titles at least, but not that one. Anyway, it's called Koi Tanhai, her own composition, and her own band backing her up. And the second piece, the last one you just heard, was, in my opinion, after about probably pretty close to 50 years myself of listening to this music, this Guzzles, my number two favorite for the country of India, Guzzle singers, and that's Mrs. Mithali Singh, who just goes by the stage name Mithali. And her song, I'll try to pronounce it, Sajan Yakoya Koyaman. Something to do with somebody lost their mind. So, of course, kind of a unrequited love song. And that brings us up to the point in the show when we're going to take a look at the weather. We've got a barometric pressure currently of 101.2 kilopascals with a tendency to fall, which will be dragging in some clouds up there in the sky. The dew point right now is 9.5, and the humidity is sitting at 34%. The Humidex is reading 28, and the actual thermometer is reading 27 Celsius at this moment. Now, tonight, we are looking at a chance of 70% chance of showers after midnight. So sometime during the night, it could rain, and there's a good chance of it after about midnight. Now, early in the evening, there's a risk of some thunderstorms. So we'll just see. It might be an interesting night tonight, weather-wise. Now, when we wake up in the morning, go through Tuesday, we've got a predicted high of 29 Celsius and a slightly less chance of showers. It's down to 60. It's down 10%. And the overnight low for Tuesday night and tonight, by the way, is 12 Celsius. So not too bad. Going into Wednesday, predicted is a nice sunny day with a high of 32 and an overnight of 18. But clouds have come back in to the picture. And the clouds hang on Thursday and Friday, where they're calling for a high of 26 on Thursday with showers. And they're calling for a high of 30 on Friday with just clouds. The overnight Thursday will be about 14 with showers through the night. And the overnight of Friday will be about 14 Celsius with the cloudy periods. Coming into the weekend, Saturday, 6th of July, mix of sun and cloud with a high of 25. So just a good old average day. And the overnight is still just sitting right there at 14 with the cloudy period, so same as the night before. And we can only go up as far as Sunday on this chart, and we've got a predicted high of 25 Celsius with the mix of sun and cloud. So pretty much Thursday, Friday, going to get wet a little bit, looks like, and tonight going to get wet a little bit, looks like. Now, for averages and extremes over the time period of 1998 up to last year, on this day, this Canada Day, the hottest version happened in 2014, and that's about when I came to town full-time, and that was 36.9. Boy, can you remember that? And the lowest version of today was only 8.1, and that was back in 2009. And I'm pretty sure that was preceded by a January. So that's the weather up, and we're going to continue on with the Run Funk show here. Hey, Lilouette, for 2 hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers, tune in to Snooze Button
every weekday from 7 to 9, plus weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano.
I want to listen. This is Radio Lillooet, 100.5 FM. The music is out there.
महफिल को जरा और जज्बाती बनाने के लिए, शाइस्ता बनाने के लिए एक अलग रंग की गजल पेश है। उम्मीद है आपको पसंद आएगी।
Thank you. got lost on the human highway. Take my head, refreshing fountain. Take my eyes from what they've seen. Take my head and change my mind. How could
No, Neil.
I come down from the crooked mansion. I went looking for the DJ's daughter. Since that day, I heard it mentioned that my name is on the line. Now my name is on the line. How could people get so
ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, back here after the third set of the Run Funk edition of Right Between Your Ears, part two of the Guzzle special. And if you're astute and were paying attention, you will notice that two of the songs in the last set were not guzzles, and two of the songs were not lady singers. And let's go through that and find out which two they were. We started up the set with Mitali from India and a song I'll try to pronounce, Our Duniya Main Bala Kon Hamara Hoga. And beautiful song, beautiful singer. The second tune you heard, we were somewhere in East Africa, literally sitting on a pair of stone steps in a narrow back alley with donkey carts going by, and two of the best guitar pickers in Africa encountered each other and sat down and just had a little jam session there, acoustic style. And the two guitarists I'm talking about are a man named Boubacar Traoré, and I'll spell that if you want to look him up, T-R-A-O-R-E with an accent, Boubacar Traoré, and a man that I've featured on a few shows now, Ali Farka Touré, T-O-U-R-E. Arguably two of the best guitar pickers in Africa. One is a very old man and the other one is still fairly young. And the tune was called Duna Mayelema, and it's a composition by Traoré, the old man. And I also want to send out a shout out to, I can't remember the fella's name, but it was a cattle farmer from way up Texas Creek Road. Was talking to me one day at my house about guitar pickers, and he's the one that put me on to Ali Farka Touré. And so it just goes to show you, good music gets around even to a cattle farm way the heck down Texas Creek Road up the side of a mountain. So the next song after that that took us on into this segment was, of course, Neil Young, and a song, I played it a few times because I just like it so much, and it's called The Human Highway, and of course it's a Neil Young composition. And so that was your homework. Those were the two that weren't guzzles. Now for the last set, which we're going to get to in just a minute, we're going to have two more guzzles, and both of them are going to be by India's Mithali Singh, and I'll give you the names of them after. But before we do that, we're going to have some public service announcements, and here is what I've got for you today. We're going to start up with Sport Summer Camp. And this is happening on Tuesday, tomorrow, July 2nd, from 9:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon at the Rec Center at 930 Main Street, if you're new to town. And the phone number for the Rec Center to find out about this is 250-256-7527. Again, 250-256-7527. Now, this is targeted to kids. The cost is $80, and its type is written down as a camp. It says this camp will include several different sports such as soccer, basketball, baseball, floor hockey, dodgeball, capture the flag, swimming, and more. The camp will also focus on different activities for each sport, fair play, and team building activities. So it's a real generalized keep them busy, get them healthy, and introduce them to sports camp. And I believe there will be some more editions of this camp going on through the summer. But you'll learn about it here on Radio Lillooet. And the age group for this is 7 to 12, by the way. And please note that kids will need to bring a healthy lunch, whatever snacks they need, their water, their sunscreen, their hat, their running shoes, and a bathing suit and a towel. So they're really going to hit all the bases, as it were, when it comes down to that. So that is Sport Summer Camp at the Lillooet Rec Center. Next one up I have is Lillooet Rescue, Lillooet and District Rescue Society Practice Nights. The next one of these is on July 2nd as well, tomorrow, and it's at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it is a workshop class. The cost is free. And it says, Lillooet and District Rescue Society is a road rescue group working with Emergency Management of BC to save lives. Practice nights are every first and third Mondays of the month. Tuesday if the Monday is a stat holiday, this being the case this week. Each night is roughly 2 hours. We practice auto extrication, parentheses, cutting vehicles apart, sounds fun, it's like opening crab shells. We practice rope rescue, both up or down an embankment. Swift water rescue, both rivers and lakes. And first aid on top of all that. They're always looking for new members, and if that sounds like you, please contact them, and I'll give you the number, 250-256-0191. Again, 250-256-0191. Says we welcome you to visit and check us out or get a member application. We also have a Facebook page, Lillooet and District Rescue Society. And again, the cost of this practice night is free. So if you've got an adventurous streak and you like helping people in emergency situations, you might want to check that out. Now, I've got another one here. This is to do with the Lillooet Rec Center Swimming Pool, also here at 930 Main Street, and the same phone number, 250-256-7527, to find out more information about it. What this is talking about is Red Cross lessons. Two lap lanes are available. Now, there's a stat holiday closure on August the 5th coming up. The payment, evenings after 5:30 and weekends are cash only. So again, that's evenings if you come after 5:30, and on weekends, the payments are cash only. Please pay the lifeguard on deck if the office is not open. Now, as far as entrance policy goes, children under 7 must be accompanied into the water by a responsible adult age 16 or up, and they must stay within arm's reach at all times. The Red Cross lessons are Tuesday and Thursday, is what I'm looking at here. There's two lanes available. You can get swim diapers available for $1 from the lifeguards. And I've already told you about the age policy. And again, for payment, evenings after 5:30 and weekends are cash only. So you can just pay the lifeguard if the office is shut when you come. Oh, it says here 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. That's when the two lanes are open. So that's Red Cross lessons. And the Ladies World Cup, hosted in France, we're down to the semifinals. There is only 4 teams at this moment left standing. And the first two of those is going to face off tomorrow at about noon. And who are the two teams left? England and USA. So they will square off tomorrow, and then the following day, Wednesday, around noon, the Netherlands and Sweden will face off. The two winners of that will play for the World Cup, and the two losers of those games will play for second place. The final game is on July 7th. It's getting pretty tight. So with all that being said, we're going to continue on into the last set here. We're going to have two tunes by Mithali Singh.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us each Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for Radio Lillooet's special presentations of thought-provoking speech and fine literature.
We're going to be having Sherlock Holmes for about the next 8 weeks.
सफर तू है मेरा, साथ छोड़ू ना तेरा। हम सफर तू है मेरा, साथ छोड़ू ना तेरा।
हमें लाख पराया या बेगाना
बात आपके दिल में है और जबान तक नहीं आती, वो हम इस गजल में कह देते हैं।
Thank you.
Funk edition of Right Between Your Ears, and we're just finishing off the show here with two more guzzles by Mitali Singh from India. And the first one, it was kind of a slow pace, was called Maine Dildar Tujhe Dil Mine. And the last tune you just heard, it was kind of a quick step, was called Kuch Bata, and also sung by Mitali. And that is all the time we have for this show today, and I hope everybody enjoyed it, even half as much as I did. And before I go, I want to send a shout out to some very special people that are visiting me from Alberta, and I'm talking to Anthony, Jean, Abby, Gail, and little Gadiel, who were all swimming in the lake yesterday and doing a little boating and swimming and sunning and picnicking, and I hope you have really enjoyed your stay here in Lillooet.